Okay, so let's call the meeting to order so
Yes,
we
please.
can be on our way. So this is the regular meeting of the Conservation Commission for the month of June. It is our last meeting of the fiscal year. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the time to go vote on the budget. Tomorrow all day at behind St. Maurice. I think it's Reba Center. Is that the name of it? I forgot the name of it. But anyway, it's a big day because it'll be the second time we've had the opportunity to vote. And it costs tax dollars to vote every time. So that's really important to know. So anyway, thank you for being here. Just a note of reference, Matt Rivers had to work, I believe, but he said he was going to chime in later when he got home. I think he's working 7 to 7. And Peter had oral surgery today, and he's not feeling so well, so he couldn't join us. But he did send his treasury report to all of you. You all have that. Yeah, that's too bad about Mikey. I'm sorry to hear it about that. Mikey couldn't join us. He can't be part of the meeting tonight.
Nope. He's ailing. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, your greeting call sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, that
On
might
your
be your
cell.
phone then.
No, it's
Sometimes
not.
when you dial out, it sounds weird.
When I
Yeah.
called my home phone too, it's your greeting call on your cell phone only.
I think I had a
But
cold when I did it, so somebody
okay.
else told me that I sound sick, so I should
Oh, okay.
redo it.
It sounds
Yeah.
like you're underwater or sick. Yeah, it's whatever you
All right,
prefer.
I'll redo it for you, Rod.
Well, it's not a no. You don't have to do redo it for me. It's just something. Sometimes we don't know how we sound, you know.
Yep.
Let's review the minutes of our last meeting, and that was on May 6th. And hopefully everybody had a chance to read the minutes. Can you bring them up at home on your computer at the same time as view this meeting?
Yep.
Yes. Great. Awesome.
Sorry. I want to sit outside, but the frogs are starting.
Well, that's a good thing. Healthy frogs are good frogs.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be mad tomorrow because I got to drain the pool cover. So no more mallard ducks coming in and no more frogs. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from May
Excellent.
6th.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any comments or questions?
Nope.
Well, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, abstentions is great. Motion is carried. Excellent. Thank you. Unanimously. All right. Thank you, Leslie, for those minutes. Great job as always. All right, next on the agenda is the public comment section. And there's like a whole parking lot full of people waiting. They picked a number to come in and talk to us. Should we have like a lottery, or should we just let the number one go first?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, first come, first served.
All right, first come. Okay, number one. Just kidding.
That was quick.
Hello.
Right. No public comments. I don't see anybody on Zoom either. So we're good to go. All right, on to financial report. The end of the fiscal year report. So everybody, if you want to check your email again, if not, if you were here, you would have a copy that I've printed for you. Basically, I'll summarize what Peter sent, which is just fantastic. The work he does as a volunteer to finance the books of a volunteer-run commission is just amazing. And you know, we don't spend a lot of money, but when we do, it's a lot of paperwork. It really is. It's a lot of work for
Right.
one person. And I'm just really, we should all thank him if we get a chance for the work he does on behalf of the commission when it comes to balancing the books and submitting payment request, the purchase order, and all that good stuff. So I guess I did ask him the question, Brenda, that I asked you of if you've gotten paid yet for the Fairy House Building Contest prizes, and you have not got a
No.
check yet. But he did
Nope,
submit
not
that.
yet.
It is, you can see that in here. It is submitted as Earth Day prizes. That was 4458, correct? Good. Okay. So after all the paperwork is filed and after the dust settles, it looks like we don't have much money left. We have nothing left in professional education services. We have nothing left in other professional services. We have $10 left in general supplies and $5 left in dues and fees. And we have 45, 17, 88 in conservation activity fund. So we have 155 left in payroll, which will pretty much cover tonight's $100 meeting, unless we go a minute over. But anyway, so how's it look, everyone? Is there a motion to accept the treasurer's report as submitted?
Yeah, I can make the motion to
All
accept
right.
the treasurer's report as submitted.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Great. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, it's carried. Motion is carried. Thank you, Peter Van Dyne. So yeah, again, I mentioned it's important to go to vote because the last time I saw our budget, we did have another $100 in there for payroll. So hopefully that stayed intact. When they did cut, they did make some capital cuts on the town side. But normally they don't take much from us because we don't really take a lot from them. So hopefully that budget will pass and next year at this time we'll be a little more financially stable when it comes to payroll without having to transfer funding at the last minute. All right. So the transfer of the commission's funds to clerk's payroll account, I'm assuming that moved on. Yep, it looks like he has that transferred. And also FBL and Bolton Land Trust membership. I think that that has also been included. And the Earth Day Fairy House Contest prize, you should be getting a reimbursement on that. One of the things I want to mention is that one of the things we didn't do this year is join the Connecticut Land Conservation Council, which has their annual meeting every year. Al and I attended this year, and they had 600 people registered. And yesterday, Amy Patterson, I'm sorry, not yesterday, Saturday, Amy Patterson joined us on our Trails Day hike. And I just think that, you know, we're very fortunate to have her in our neck of the woods. She runs on the same trails we were hiking on. And I think we should join like we do every year for $25. And we should do that at our next meeting or the first few meetings within the fiscal year once the budget is determined. We
By the
should
way, that's the
definitely.
second time her name has come up this week.
No kidding. Really?
I had my hair done. I went to the salon and they said, "Oh yeah, there's somebody else in your area that knows you." And it's like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, she was talking about some animals." And my hairdresser said, "Oh yeah, I'm good friends with a rehabber in Bolton." And she goes, "That must be Brenda Cataldo." I'm
That
pretty
would be
sure it
my
was
guess
Amy.
too, by the way.
What?
That would be my guess too, by
Oh, really?
the
Okay.
way. Yeah.
But I thought that
Might
was
as well.
pretty funny that she knew me. So, yeah.
Brenda, what is that behind you? Is that a turtle behind you? Hanging
Yeah,
on the.
it's on my house.
Wow, neat. I haven't seen that before. It's a
Yeah.
new one.
No, it's been there for several years.
I told you we had this huge snapper right the other day, Tony's front lawn. Huge.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It had moss growing on its shell. Is that
Wow.
normal?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's an old turtle.
That guy must
Yeah.
be, yeah. Yeah, he must be quite old. All
Yep.
right. So Help.
Toby.
Is that Toby? Hi, Toby.
That's Toby. I'm keeping him in the house because he killed a baby woodchuck today.
Oh,
I'm so
that's
mad. And I
bad.
got six of them under my shed, and they're all out grazing in my yard, and he just wants to nail them. So I know. Nice thing. I got to, yeah, rehab animals in my yard.
Right, dog damage.
Yeah, I
Oh,
know. Yep.
yeah. What is what kind? What's an ailment with the abbreviation of BDD? Brenda's dog damage. Oh, bad joke.
Thanks.
So you have to rehab your the own the animal that was damaged by your own animal?
If it was, yeah, I would.
That's like creating more work for you. Come on, Toby.
I know. Well, he killed it completely, so I didn't have
Oh,
to
he killed
rehab
it.
it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's kind of a, yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah, if it.
BDD. Ooh, it's a new abbreviation, a new acronym for the Cataldo household. Anyway, when they graze in your backyard, it is enticing for other critters to want to play. And they don't know when they play sometimes.
Red-tailed hawk that swooped down to get him yesterday. Massive. It was huge. Yeah.
Would be a
Tried to get
picture. Did she get it?
him. Nope. Nope. We went outside and I had my granddaughter over and she goes, "That's all I want." As soon as she said that, thing took off. So yeah, it was good.
Wow. Yeah, one
Yep.
came down the other day. I was in my lean-to, and one came down and took a chipmunk. It was crazy. It was so the wingspan. I don't know if it was an eagle
Down.
or a red tail or what, but it was
So you're
huge.
down one chipmunk. I got eight in my garage that are
That's
ready to be released.
okay. We got an abundance. We got an overabundance of chipmunks.
Trying to find somebody that wants them in their yard.
Yeah.
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 I'll
Anybody that
bet.
raises, maybe somebody that raises red tail hawks.
Stop
Right.
it.
I got a bunch of woodchuck. I mean, a bunch of chipmunks over here as well.
Yeah, everybody does. They're an abundance.
Actually, Alan, you want to tell her really quickly what happened on your porch?
Oh yeah, so the other night I was sitting in the dark, looking out at the lake at the dark, and it would look like a cat was on my patio, snooting around and this and that. And as they came
Uh-oh.
closer, literally within 2 feet of me, it turned out to be a fisher. I
Cool.
know, and it was just very, very impressive. Just how it was like so. It was on concrete, but it was like it looked like it was like making no sound whatsoever, and it like
Wow.
reached up to a tall chair, and it looked like a small bear,
Oh
and
my gosh.
it
And you
was
just
really,
stood
really cool.
totally still, right?
Oh yeah,
Okay.
and I if it wasn't dark, I would have been able to get a good picture of it,
Yeah.
but yeah,
Well,
and
you could
then
use your camera. If you used your phone, the flash would have gone on. You would have
yeah,
still
right,
gotten it.
yeah, and
Yeah.
it would have been the glass, so. But yeah, it was very impressive to watch and just to just
Oh,
so
yeah.
never been that close or that intimate with a fisher
Yeah,
before.
they're big. This was a
Yeah,
big one.
yeah. Oh yeah. It was and the
Good
fur
3 feet.
was
Yeah.
beautiful. Yeah, it was quite the thing.
Oh,
And then there were
wow.
a couple of skunks that also walked through. So I had no idea they're so active around here.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of wildlife at night going on. People don't realize it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. It seems like more and more wildlife. I don't know if it's my imagination or what, but I've never had so many different types of wildlife in my yard in the last
Yeah.
year. I
Yeah.
mean, if it's not turkeys, it's rabbits. So I haven't seen the rabbits in a while. Now it's all kinds of chipmunks, I had a woodchuck,
The turtle. Yeah.
the turtle, the snapping turtle, and
Way up there. I don't
yeah.
understand why he's way up there. Yeah.
Well, there's that pond near Jim's house, that little
Oh, okay.
pond. So
Yeah.
I think that's where he came from. It's not far from, Jim's pond is
Yeah.
not far from Tony's
Yeah.
house.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So next item is the photo contest results, the judging, and the prize distribution. So Brenda, thank you very much once again for uploading all those photos. How long did
Yep.
that take you? That must have taken you at least a night and a
No.
half.
No. I think it was like 5 or 6 hours. I just worked on it constantly. So,
You
yeah.
know, it's easy to upload the photo, but then you got to have the picture, the name of the picture. Who
Yeah.
did the, who actually took the photo and the proper title? You know, I mean, that's a little bit tedious right there. I mean, and that was 90, right? So those are 90 submissions.
I forgot.
90.
I didn't total them up this year, but there was definitely one last year. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was about 90 different photos that we looked through.
Yeah.
It was really cool delivering. Alan and I went out on an evening. It was absolutely beautiful to deliver the prizes, and we were over at Barbara Modio's house, delivered her third place prize, the T-shirt and the small Christmas tree, so to speak. I forgot the name of the
Did she
tree.
do? Did she do the picture that was the bunny on the tree?
Yes.
Yes, cane and fur. She got the cane and fur and the photo.
That was the only picture. Well, there was one that was the snow scene too down the road, which really didn't apply to people in the environment, but it was because she was driving down the road, made it
Right.
people in the environment, I guess. But yeah, that one for the wildlife category, it wasn't wildlife. It was just,
I know,
yeah.
but it was,
Oh.
we all voted on it.
Well,
It's
it was
what you said.
actually.
Well, that's the problem. I couldn't change it because that's what
We
you
voted
guys
on it.
put.
So anyway, let me just finish what happened. We were there. We let her put the T-shirt on. We took a picture of her. She had her cane and fur in her hand in front of her house. And we looked up at the stars. It was so clear. And there it was, the International Space Station crossed
You were
right
there,
across
like
our
it was
zenith.
dark out?
Yes, it
Was
was.
dark when you were there?
Yeah, we
Yes.
got a late start. Well,
I didn't get back home till 9:30.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we definitely had fun talking to a number of folks. Yeah, we had a chance to meet who else? Who
Carini,
else did we? Who else?
and then the one
Yep,
at the big
Carides.
house there.
Oh, that house. That was beautiful. That beautiful house up on Bolton Lake, up in Bolton Lake. Yeah, that was
Bolton Lake
Oh, the
Road.
one that was on the Vernon line?
Middle Bolton Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lives in Middle Bolton Lake, but she took this amazing sunrise with no filter on April Fool's Day. And
Okay.
she submitted that. And that color, as a matter of fact, I have a picture of that, which I can share with you, which I actually included in the agenda if you printed it out. This color is just crazy. Can you see this? Where's the camera? Here we go.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah,
there.
that picture. Yeah,
There we
that was
go.
cool.
Quite
Cool.
dramatic.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Well deserved for first place.
So let me ask you a question, Brenda. Which photo did the judges like the most? Which was the easiest decision to make?
That one, that picture. That
That
way it
one.
was,
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
yeah.
Great. Great.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
really
so
only
anyway.
break a couple of ties, and it wasn't for first place. It was usually either for second or third. So that wasn't bad.
And then I got confused because I didn't have the photos with me. So I wasn't sure which bird picture Gail Kim took. It was
Oh,
called Command Post. I don't know.
yeah.
Somehow I thought it was the one of the eagle going across somebody's front
No,
windshield.
nope.
But it was actually
I don't even think I got one vote on that.
I thought I
Yeah,
voted
well,
for it.
it
Maybe
was very it was a cool picture, but the background just looked
it
like a
was too
street
much. It
and
washed out the eagle. Yep, that's what I
it
thought
didn't really
too.
stick up the eagle.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, Gail Kim, they were really nice people. They Brenda, Alan, we gave them the T-shirt too, didn't we? Or did we forget?
Yeah, we did. No, we did. We did.
We did. Okay, good. So I have an extra T-shirt. I was like, what am I doing with this extra T-shirt? Maybe it's Dorothy's. So yeah, I have the only remaining presents to prizes to deliver are what's his name? Richard Jewell on Bolton Lake. He hasn't
Richard Jewell.
gotten back to me yet. His garden is pretty full, and I mentioned Raisinette. He says, "Is it chocolate covered? How's it taste?" He's like, "This is like the blue haw. It's a really nice plant. So it flowers. It's really nice. It's a big pollinator plant. So hopefully he'll accept that." And today before I came to the meeting, I dropped off Scott Livingston's Franklinia tree. Franklinia is a beautiful tree, and I still have to go to Dorothy Rice's house yet, and Sylvia Ampu. Those are the only two people left.
Yeah, I wonder for
Dorothy.
them to respond. I wonder if the Ampus are on vacation somewhere.
Yeah, they might be. That's a good point. So yeah, I'm gonna wait to hear from them. So I don't want to leave it out without getting watered.
Yeah.
And then Liz Waters, I just I don't know if you can see behind the stage, I have her three blueberry plants. I left them on the stage.
Oh,
So
perfect.
She'll come in tomorrow to look for the mail. It'll say Waters right on the three different successional blueberry pots. So that's oh, and then Christy Manning came all the way up from New Haven. She heard about the photo contest somewhere on Facebook or something, and she sent the photo in. She's never lived in Bolton. She's not related to the Mannings, but she loved the photo contest, and she wanted
but
to submit
she
photos.
She has submitted
home.
Before. I mean, several
she
years.
She won last year, too. She loved the fish farm. And apparently she sent the calendar last year, which had her picture in it, to her relatives in Norway. So not only do we have fans in New Haven, we have some folks in Norway that have a calendar, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There was some reference to Australia as well.
Who was that? Oh, yeah. Who was that that said that?
That was the one at the big house. Her,
no
her,
kidding.
Her son, I think, is in Australia, and I forget what the story was.
Danny Kennedy. Yeah, the Kennedys, who have a beautiful house. When you drove in, you did a circle. The driveway was shaped like a circle. And the whole time you were under the umbrella of this huge tree, which we thought was something we could identify. But come to find out, it's an endangered tree from China. It's a very
taking
ornamental.
You to Japan.
Japan. Okay.
Japonica.
Yeah. What was it called?
The last part was Japonica.
Japonica.
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Bill Penn
stuff. Massive tree and very, very healthy looking and very, very dense. And apparently when the house was built, it was a very popular tree to, which may be why it's endangered now, because so many of them got taken away. But yeah, so incredible tree.
If a plant, if a tree is not native, it doesn't mean it's an invasive tree, right? It's just a not native tree.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
It's only when it starts to outcompete native species that it becomes
correct.
A problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like wisteria, for instance, they just uplisted wisteria to invasive. And I'm not surprised, because I was over a neighbor's house and it was crawling. It had tubers across the lawn. They
I
are
can't
really aggressive.
Got so much of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But yeah, it's actually been considered an invasive for a long time.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Kennedys also have a chestnut tree they want us to measure, but they're not quite sure it's on their property. They're going to check with their neighbor, and then we'll go back. I'll go back with Marty Alligata. Massive chestnut tree. The canopy was the biggest I've ever seen, because Al and I have measured the chestnuts in Hara Park, and they're like a quarter of the size of this. So if it is an American chestnut, I'd be very shocked.
Right.
I think it's a Chinese chestnut.
Yeah, I think, especially since how they have already an Asian species.
True, that's right.
Of about the same age.
That's right. And then they had another one too down lower, which was similar to the ones at Hara Park. Anyway, thanks very much, Brenda, for putting together an amazing photo contest once again.
Thank you.
And then all we need now is the collage for the town, so they can put it on, so people can know. And you were going to contact
the poster.
The poster, right.
The poster. Nelson, you do collages. I do posters.
Okay, great. If you can, weren't you going to do it by sometime soon?
Yeah, no, I can do it. Yeah. I just got to print it up. Yeah.
And then you're going to notify the folks that entered but didn't win. Thank you anyway, letter, email.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, but you lost. Right.
Oh, my God.
Nice try anyway. One of those things.
That, maybe that's what I should say. Nice try, but you lost. Yeah. Okay.
Keep trying.
Yeah.
That's right. Keep trying. Yes. Well, people are already asking, you know, next year. They can't wait to submit for next year. Who was it on the trail? Somebody that was on the one of the hikes. They want to submit photos.
Hmm.
All right, so that's it for the photo contest. Anything else, Brenda? Did you want to share anything else? Any other tidbits?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Great.
That's it. Yep.
So regarding the photo contest, kind of a good segue into the calendar. We have quite a few selections for the calendar, and I think Alan and Matt both submitted their proposed photos as well. So it's up to you, Brenda. It's up to you to pick to see which photos match which month. It's very important that January does not have tulip trees that are flowering. Or
I'm good. It's just we've had mild winters, so some winters weren't a lot of snow.
Right, things are all out of whack
now. We had two snowstorms last year. That was it.
Right, right. Anyway, I'm sure you'll do a fine job.
Okay.
And then, so do you want to give us a timeline on that as to when you think you'll have that formalized by? No, by November 1st. I promised to get you the text version of everything that's included for every day of 2025. If there's if there's a day like, you know, June 2nd, but nothing is added, then it'll say nothing. It'll be blank, but it'll be a chronological list of the town events, the meetings, everything. So it'll be, because what was different last time is the fact that that was changing, like the weather, you know, 1 minute, you know, we had this, and then we had to add things after you finalized it. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Will that work? That'll work for you?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So we'll move on next to Habitat newsletter link. So can you guys bring up that next link on the agenda? Because I can't.
I'm not sure I even got it.
It's on the agenda. Yeah,
it was within the
it's under 5.2. It's right under, it's a link is in blue, and it's under new business 5.2. If you put your cursor and hit control and then click, you should be able to bring up
that. I got it. Yep.
Okay. Great. So you can see that newsletter it was supposed to be sent to your personal email addresses because you're a member of a commission, but the staff person that we have is pretty much overwhelmed with outdated emails, people, changes of, you know, commission members, even chairs. So they're kind of relying on us, the county coordinator, to make sure that everybody gets a link, at least a link. You know, if you're not going to get it sent to you in your email box, you're going to get a link. And we are not publishing hard copies anymore, because you'll see in this newsletter, every advertisement, if you click it, it'll go right to their website. Oh. Ernest Seeds, for instance, if you go to Ernest Seeds, it's like the most amazing seed place that sells seeds. Not to mention New England Wetland Plants. There's so many great advertisers in there that you can click. And there's a really good article from Susan Messina. Dr. Susan Messina, which I helped write. I helped her proofed that for her. And we pretty much submitted that to Alan, and he added it to have this much of CO Habitat. You see the title of it, Alan? The title of that article? Susan Messina. Should be the second page.
The anniversary years are always a time.
No, that's another one. It's the one after that. Brenda, do you see it by chance?
Not on page two.
Excuse me. Yeah, page three is protecting the public. Three. Protecting the public trust in Connecticut.
Yes.
What is it?
PhD.
Protecting what?
Protecting the public trust in Connecticut, focus on wildlands and water.
Yes. Yes. Please do read that. It was quite a lot of work for her. She must have spent at least 3 months on that. And she is really leading edge on this amazing effort to promote natural area reserves and pretty much proforestation. But this is where it kind of connects to human health. I think she also specializes in that. But yeah, if you get a chance, take a look at that. Okay. So that's the Habitat newsletter. And next is swapping of stream temperature monitors. So, Alan and I got a chance to go down to Bolton Pond Brook. Had a chance to knock on the door of the Gilios. Alan, what's his first name again? Gilio Lenny? Is it not Lenny?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, had a chance to talk to him, and this is the second time we have not been able to find a hobo. The first time we made a pile of rocks of Cairns that pretty much stabilize it, and this is housed in metal. It's got an angle iron, and it's inside a piece of PVC pipe that is zip tied to the angle iron, so it doesn't move very easily. But he lost his bridge. His bridge got pretty much moved downstream. I don't think he even found some of it. I'm not sure if it was completely damaged or not, but he had to build another one. And we could not find the hobo. That was the first, that was 2 years ago. So we decided that we get smart. And even though the deep didn't want us to use any cords or lines because they were worried about fishermen tripping, we decided to use a short leash of Frank's husband, Frank, Brenda's husband, Frank, who's a fisherman, braided fishing line. And we pounded in a piece of
Rebar.
rebar, bright green rebar, so we wouldn't lose it. And we put it really close to that location and also covered it in rocks. Well, wouldn't you know, we went back to that same location
Good
and
news is we didn't lose the rebar.
we didn't lose the rebar.
I was
But,
gonna say, was the rebar still there? So
yep, the
then the
rebar was
line
still there.
snapped. The line
And
snapped then.
the line was there was nothing on the end of the line. And my brother-in-law came, who lives like a he was there in 5 minutes with his metal detector, and we went, it actually goes underwater. So we went and looked with a metal detector and nowhere to be found.
You think it got
So
taken?
no.
No.
The amount of rain. So what happened also, Peter Van Dyne would report to you tonight that his buoy that he uses in the central exact deepest point of Lower Bolton Lake, where he does all his testing, that he has equipment attached to, was missing the same week that we noticed this. He looked for his buoy and it was gone. Somehow it either got cut by somebody going over it with a propeller, or it disconnected for somehow, but probably somebody went over. But anyway, it's still missing. Some rumor has it somebody found the buoy. Didn't Danny Kennedy tell us that, Alan?
Yes.
Yes, somebody found the buoy.
Actually, I think it was, didn't she say it was her husband?
Oh, okay. Well, Peter's going to call her and find out. He wants to know how much line was attached to it. If it was cut real short, then he knows that it was a propeller.
And it's on the bottom of the lake.
If it's right, if it's long, then it's came apart at the bottom, right? Probably not. Probably a propeller. Probably a boat that didn't see it in rough water, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so back to the swapping out of our temperature monitors. So the owner of the property suggested that we get either a huge piece of rebar or a pipe or a stanchion with a mallet, and then pound it into the side of the bank, and then chain it to the side. Peter seemed to think that you could just connect it with zip ties to the actual stanchion or metal bar, but then he kind of concluded that it might make more sense to have a little leash on it, so it is easier to pull out of the water as opposed to pulling up the whole pole when we
Right.
have to go when we have to get when we have to swap them out. So that's our next plan of attack is to do that. But Alan and I had a chance. We ran out of sunlight, but we did go down to the Nathan Hale Greenway, which is not as easily accessible as it used to be. We had to walk in quite a ways, and we were able to swap or not swap. We were able to retrieve. We were just more concerned about finding it anything at this point. So we did get the hobo at the Nathan Hale Greenway, and we also hiked through the woods to the Vernal Pool, And I was able to pull the tidbit out of the water, which is really cool. It's still connected to the rebar. I mean, to the rebar, yes, and the braided fishing line. And there's no current, so it couldn't go anywhere, thankfully. I said, so that's where it is, and that's where it was. Pulled it out, and I brought up my cell phone and brought up the app and downloaded the data and sent it to Peter. So that was good. Now, so the next thing we have to do, we have to go to French Brook, we have to go to Baker Brook, we have to go to Freya Park, and we have to do some more swapping. So, Alan, I'm wondering if you could maybe earmark like an evening again that we could do it. I know that Matt Rivers, go
Not
ahead.
any time, not any time. I get out on the 14th, but I'm balls to the wall, sorry. I'm really busy
Okay.
for the whole time.
So not until after the
It's 2 weeks.
14th.
It's 2 weeks.
Okay. Can we pick a date now for like after that? Just tentative and then run it
Yeah,
down by us.
we could.
Okay. I got my calendar. So what day was the 17th? Said
14th.
June 14th, right? June 14th is a Friday. So
So if you want to try 3 o'clock on the 17th or the 18th, or for that matter, the 19th, that would be probably all right.
okay. 17, 18, or 19. Excellent. We can regroup after you're done, after you're free and clear from school.
I make it 3:30.
3:30. Okay. Excellent. So whenever I don't get done with Matt has put aside Wednesday at some time. We are not sure yet when he's available, but he said he would try to get together with me on Wednesday, and we'll do some swapping of temperature monitors. And that'll we'll start eventually replacing these. And now they've been in there for quite some time. Some of them, it's been more than a
Okay.
year. Pardon me?
Sorry, I'm just yelling at PJ. Oh,
Oh, I don't even
the
hear PJ.
zoo here. It's a zoo here. Sorry.
Quite literally.
Bring the zoo.
Yep.
I hear PJ now. PJ.
know. Big mouth.
Right. So that's it for the swapping of stream temperature monitors. That's the update. 5.4 is the Salmon River Watershed Partnership Preserves List from the Salmon River Watershed Partnership intern, Caroline Stanton. And I emailed her to apologize that we hadn't gotten back to her yet. Because she actually had an Excel spreadsheet of recreational areas, actually preserves protected open space within the Salmon River watershed. And she wanted us to verify that. So I'm going to pretty much table that if it's okay with everybody until Matt gets here. This evening or next month.
Okay.
Sound good? Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's it for new business. On to continuing business. Results of the Kids to Parks Day on May 18th. So, it was a pretty good day. It was probably one of the largest events we've had in at least 3 years. We've had Kids to Parks Day at Herrick Park typically for 4 years now with Stephanie Crane. The first year we did it, Alan and I were there. We had like four or five people, couples with family, kids and stuff. And then the second year, we had one mother with their three kids or two kids. They
Two
were
kids.
fun. Two kids, they were fun. They were really, really into it. It was really cool hiking with them and Stephanie. And then last year we didn't have a very good turnout. It was like nobody. It was just Alan and I and Stephanie. So she decided that it would be good thing to do is to shake it up a little bit and think of a different location. So we decided that or she decided that Indian Notch Park would be a great place. It's very underutilized at that time of year. It's not open yet. But it would be a great place to have Kids to Parks Day. And she got permission from the town, and they went in there, and they did a lot of work ahead of time. I don't know how they did it because they're very busy, but they were able to swing it, and the park looked great. Everything was set up. She had all kinds of games. And then the parents, the kids showed up, and the parents, they had like a bouncy house. And I think there was about maybe 25, 20, 25 kids and parents. And then they came over to the lake, the shoreline, and I gave my presentation on why a or how how a watershed can look like a bathtub. And it was really fun because I was able to get these huge maps and have the parents show the maps to everybody, and the kids got a really good understanding as to how, you know, the source of the bathtub or the watershed in this case was Upper Bolton Lake, and the drain for the bathtub or the watershed in this case was Bolton Pond Brook, which is the right behind us. It was like I showed where the dam was and where that brook began, and where it drained to the Hop River, and it drains to the Willimantic River, and then it drains to the Thames River, and it goes to the Long Island Sound, and then to the ocean. That's pretty cool. So anyway, this was the parents. There's a picture of the parents holding this really cool map. I don't know if you can see this. Can you see this, you guys? Yes or no? Brenda?
Yeah, it's hard to see,
Yes.
but I mean, to
How
see
about her?
details, but I can see the map.
Yeah, we can see him holding the map.
All right. Anyway, you see the direction of the lake, though, how it kind of like it, just by holding it sideways
Yeah.
shows Lower Bolton Lake right behind us. Anyway, at the same time, the regatta was going on. The regatta
Oh,
happened.
cool.
We had to reschedule from Saturday to Sunday because it poured Saturday, so that we had a rain date for Sunday. Last year we didn't have a rain date. This year we did. And so guess who showed up for the regatta? Matt Largesse. He actually raced in the regatta, came in second to last. He had a really old sunfish, I guess. But he said he met a lot of his students from UConn that he used to coach with. He was the coaching leader for UConn, and he thinks for the University of Rhode Island and Tufts University. And another school as well up in Massachusetts. So yeah, he was there, and Peter was happy to see him. And Stephanie and I talked about how maybe next year we could tie in the two, have the kids to Parks Day, and then have like the sailboats come over and just talk about their regatta and what a regatta is, and come up to the beach. And you know, the beach is not cordoned off yet. It's not open, so anybody can cruise up to the shoreline because there's no ropes. So it's a good time to do it. And Stephanie was thinking of relocating the day from Saturday to Sunday to make that happen. And Peter Van Dyne said he was more concerned about the future of the regatta. This year was their 50th anniversary, and they're all getting older, and they need some new blood. So he says that might be a really good idea to shake things up and change the day, or not change the day, just include the kids to Parks Day. So anyway,
Yeah.
that's something that kind of was
Yeah.
discussed, and maybe
Yeah,
it'll happen.
that makes a lot of sense because, you know, we're a lot of these civic kinds of things are, you know, supported by older people, and, you know, younger people have not been engaged, so it'd be good to
Right.
get them, so.
Yeah, and it was really beautiful. See, it was a beautiful day, and they had a really good wind, so they were moving along. So anyway, that's it for Kids to Parks Day. Trails Day on June 1st. Okay, so Trails Day. I wish Matt was here. Matt was the sweep. It was probably one of the best. I always say this every year. It was the best Trails Day ever. You probably heard me say that before, but. Yeah, we had it was just an amazing trails day. The hike up to the old growth forest was absolutely gorgeous. People were just so amazed. They couldn't wait to get there, and they were just so excited to see these dwarf chestnut oaks. And we did see a bird that was over our head the whole time that we couldn't really identify, but it looked like a cedar waxwing, but it didn't have the yellow strip on the end. I don't know what kind of bird looks like a waxwing without, unless females have the yellow strip on the back tail. Do you know?
They might.
Yeah, I think they do. But anyway, look, it was really the noise it made the whole time was squawking away. We really couldn't identify it. But yeah, it was a really
Probably a
great time.
nest in the area.
Maybe. Yeah, so there was 23 of us. The coolest part was, in addition to Matt Largesse, who pretty much can hold his own, can really, educate everyone about how to identify trees and the importance of trees and what the functions and the role they play. We had Yale Forest Science grad that was there. Her name is Marlene, and also there was a forester from University of Vermont that was there as well, and his name was Jake. And between the two of them and Matt, it was back and forth, like questions and wow, what do you think of this and this and that, and that. I mean, and I was really impressed with this forester. I have never really been impressed with a forester because there's always like a little bit of
Antipathy.
like he did say, and I kind of empathize with him. He says, please understand, when you see a clear cut, it looks like a bomb hit it, but it comes back. And it's true. I mean, some of it does come back without invasives. Some doesn't. Depends on where you are and how big of a clear cut it is. And soils, depends on the soils, depends on the slope, depends on a lot of things, a lot of variables. But all in all, I was really impressed with him saying, we're actually on the trail, on the Hop River Trail, and we were talking about a beautiful birch tree. But he looked at it, he said he could tell that it was dying. And then he said that it might be cut. It should be cut, And then I thought, and then Matt was, it was kind of interesting how we both looked at each other and we said, And then I said, so it is a hazard tree, and that's absolutely it, but it's not a hazard tree now, but it's something that should be marked and recorded to basically come down, depending on if it gets worse or not. But he said, yeah, he was just looking at it and said, it's probably. He could basically predict the future of this tree. He said, even though it had green leaves on it, it didn't look so healthy. But it was really interesting. It had lots of tree identification, a lot of diversity, a lot of amazing folks, which were really they really had a great time. And like hung around in the commuter lot for like an hour afterwards talking, and somebody had some seltzer, which was great. Cold, it was still cold, so it was a good time. Trail
Were
team was fun.
they any from Bolton or most of them different towns?
Yeah, we did have a family from Bolton, maybe one or two families from Bolton. As a matter of fact, one of the families had a daughter that went to school with my daughter.
Cool.
She graduated in 2009. Yeah, and we were talking. They were recommending maybe having a flat a garden tour because they have a really big garden. And they said, "What do you think of the idea of having like five or six homes in Bolton show off their garden on a Sunday afternoon in June or July?" And yeah, I thought I've seen that before. I've been to garden tours, and they're pretty amazing. Some of the gardens that people have in their yards are just like they're beautiful. They're just like they're so fun to see.
Plus, she gets some cool ideas.
Yes, plus you get some cool ideas. If you have a green thumb, you can make it greener and
Yeah.
be more productive with your results. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, and there was a lot of talk about the solar farm, about how they were going to clear cut for a solar farm in Manchester. There's some folks in that area that were concerned. There's been a public hearing, so they were wondering where that stands. There's also questions about the property that's for sale over the aquifer across 3J's restaurant.
Oh, really?
That's actually for sale.
Oh, wait a
Caitlin
minute.
mentioned
Across the street
across the
from
street from
3J's?
Bruce. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one that Bolton Vet owns.
No.
No, this is
Bolton
owned
Vet,
by.
it's up on the top of the hill.
Oh, you're saying the other direction. Okay, going down the hill. Okay.
Right.
Going
Yeah,
down
the
the
four
hill.
cars are, it's across from Bolton
Bolton
Motors
Motors, right? It's
and
across from
3J's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
It's
that's what.
technically what, Bolton Center in Cider Mill? A little bit of both. Right?
44 and Cider Mill,
Six and
yes.
44 in
44.
Cider Mill.
Boston.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Boston
Sorry.
Turnpike. Yep.
Yeah.
Boston Turnpike and Cider Mill, right? So that area is also known as the Level A aquifer. That is a really important stratified drift aquifer, and that's pretty much the backup water supply for the town of Manchester. And that's why they're advertising pads. They're not, apparently they're going to build, or maybe they're permitting, or they're encouraging pads instead of foundations. But that's also one of the largest stands of pitch pine in the area. Massive amounts of pitch pine in there. So people are asking about that. What can we do? Who can we go to? Who do we turn to? Maybe a land trust, you know? So that was interesting. And then there was a talk about how there was another hike yesterday. And this was sponsored by Susan Barlow on the other side of the old growth forest. This was the Risley Reservoir side. So 1 o'clock, I get out there in my hiking boots and shorts and met another 30 people. And we hiked up with Susan Barlow and Malcolm Barlow. And they have a cool setup. They actually have, like, her husband has a speaker he holds, and she has the microphone, and it's battery powered. Mm-hmm. And so you can really hear her loud and clear. So they did a short hike. And then she asked me if I wanted to take anybody for a longer hike. And I said, sure. So 11 people raised their hand. They saw my Old Growth Forest Network t-shirt on. And we went up to the ridge on the Risley Reservoir property and talked about trees along the way. It was a lot of fun. Hmm. Met a lot of really cool people. So, yeah, so Trails Day was very exciting and very active. And I did submit pictures to the Connecticut Forest and Park Association, who are the sponsors. So they will be sharing the photos. And I think you guys saw pictures. Did you? Did you see a picture I sent? Maybe not. Here's one here if you want. If you,
yeah, your collage. It. Your collage.
It's a poster.
Oh.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it clear?
It's hard to, I mean, it's quite a way, you know, it's quite distant, but.
Okay, how about if I bring it in? Does it get fuzzier or clearer?
No, it's still clear, but it's.
Anyway.
It just looks like a bunch of people and you can't tell what they're doing or whatever.
Yeah, we're just hugging trees. No, it actually was a lot of fun. Anyway, that's it for Trails Day. Next is the calibration of XDIC2 conductivity and mapping NRI and GIS metadata. So again, I was here at 6:30 and I rushed to get here after dropping off plants and trees, and nobody showed up except for Leslie. Leslie and I were here. So I have this amazing map. Can you guys see this map right here? I probably can't see it, but it's on the table. And it's waiting for you guys to add your pencils, you know, like where you saw their fisher, you know, where we saw the turtle. No, I mean, not like, but stuff like, for instance, really important stuff, like, not that that's not important, but, you know, where could fisher habitat be? You know, fishers rely on unfragmented forests, large core forests that are connected contiguously. So, you know, you could add a green shade, you know, to the area, or you could point out where the aquifer is. We could put an A for aquifer, you know, on this map. So this is pretty much the map we plan on utilizing for Peter Van Dyne to create a natural resource inventory with the metadata. He will actually establish metadata and he will bring up a computerized parcel map, which is getting better and better now. Because there's still, you know, as much as it gets better, there's still questions. Like when we were on the trail going to the old growth forest, there's a cutoff off the Hop River Trail. One of the guys that was there swore that the town of Vernon and Bolton border was misidentified on the trail. He said it's like at least 100 feet off. He was saying that Mr. Hathaway's pavilion is actually in the town of Bolton and not Vernon, or vice versa. I'm not sure which, but right in that area, there's a little bit of difference. So they really haven't ironed out the parcel maps on where they overlay from town boundaries, and that's something we got to work on. So we will talk. I'll carry this on to the next month's meeting when Peter's here. He can tell us about the. Remember, we bought that sophisticated piece of equipment. It was almost $200, I think. The XDIC2, which actually tests for conductivity, salinity, pH, and I think something else as well. So we will learn how to use that. He's actually looking forward to using that in the field at one of our swap sites. So eventually, maybe Alan will be working with Peter on that, or maybe Matt Rivers will join us. All right. Next is the outreach by Matt. So Matt and I responded to what we asked the town, Kathy, if she could create an email domain for us. And she seemed to think they were out of licenses at this time, but she wasn't sure she was going to get back to me today. I have not heard from her yet. But the whole idea is we wanted to have like a separate email address other than our own for the Conservation Commission so that we could go, so if we had an event, we could go to a separate site and read the email as opposed to our own emails. We all get enough email, right? That'd be nice if we're having a
Absolutely.
big, it'd be nice to have an independent party that we could go to read emails associated with events like Trails Day, for instance, like we did with the CFPA. It was easy. With the CFPA, it was very well organized. Every time I had somebody register, I had to name the person registered, how many participants, and their contact information, their phone number, and their email address. And I was able to use that. So we didn't need a sign-up sheet because we already had that. And that's one of the advantages of having this third-party email. Or at least that's one of the options of having a third-party email. All right, next is Friends of Bolton Lakes. FBL, I believe they have changed. Yes, I read this. They were originally going to have a picnic in June, and they have postponed the picnic to September. I did read that in the FBL forum website. And then as far as the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance, the BLWCA. I ran into a woman yesterday who was from Tolland, who was considering joining her conservation commission. And I also asked her if she would consider being a Tolland representative on the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance. So she sent me her email address and then she friended me. And then she wrote back to me. She goes, "Rod, I can't believe you have like 1,000 friends and like half of them are friends of mine," or whatever. It's like, what are the odds of that? Not half of them, but quite a few. She said she couldn't believe all the friends that we both had, mutual friends. So it's great to have somebody like that that is like us. We all pretty much think on the same page, and it was great to meet people like that on the trail. So that's the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance. So we did hear some news. The person who represented the district on the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance, the district that's a North Central Conservation District, his name is Cameron Colville. He was also the Wetlands Commission for the town of Bolton and Granby. He apparently has moved on to a new job, which is kind of challenging for Bolton. We just got him. He was just fantastic. He was a very active member of the Alliance, and I'm gonna miss him. He was just fantastic, and I'm sure he must have gotten a really good position because he was really good at what he did, and I wish him the best. And I hope that we can find a replacement real soon because we need to have it. Every town needs a wetlands agent by law. All right, and then the Salmon River Watershed Partnership. We can wait until Matt gives us a report on next month for that, tabled. And the Kakiwik reports. See, what kind of report on Kakiwik was the newsletter? Yeah, I was supposed to attend the Willington Conservation Commission meeting in Willington, but. You think that we have it rough with just three people on a nice night like tonight. They actually didn't have a quorum for the summer. So they're not going to be meeting. If they do meet, it would be like touch and go. So she really wanted to have me attend when they had a full board. So she's looking, she's in Vermont, and she wants, this is the chair, she wants to have me attend in September or October. And I think I'm going to join Susan Massino to see if she wants to also attend. This is the town of Willington. So that's within my job description, of reaching out to fellow commissions within the town and county for Kakiewicz. And that's it for reports. Next is correspondence. I have a, this is what I was sent to me by the Old Growth Forest Network. It's a booklet about who they are and what they do. And in the booklet on page, well, it's page 8. No, take that back. It's page 6. There's a photo of the induction ceremony for the Webster Preserve, Echo Ridge Preserve, plus Box Mountain Old Growth Forest in Talon, Connecticut. See if you can see that picture there. How's that look? You can see Susan Massino was there.
Can't make out anybody's face, really.
Okay. And also wanted to mention that with your agenda was a list of a long list of what a natural resource inventory would include. Matt Waters, Rivers, excuse me, Matt
Rivers.
Rivers. He asked, what are we putting in a natural resource inventory? So I sat down, it was early morning with a coffee in my hand, and I just got carried away. It looks like there's 30 different suggestions on here. Everything from vernal pools to salamander stream survey location, public trails, grasslands, wetlands worth noting, culverts, storm drains, cemeteries, hunting areas, trapping areas. This is what we want to do. This is really important. This is what a conservation commission should be doing. So I'm going to keep this going, and in July and August and September, hopefully, we'll be able to meet at 6:30. If not, we'll just do it in September, October, November. And then correspondence, I did submit my letter of intent for another term to be on the Conservation Commission. Brenda, have you thought about that? Submitted yours yet? Hello, Earth to Brenda.
I'm here. Sorry, I lost you for a little bit.
So yeah, we got that letter
You there?
last month. I think the letter has to be submitted, the letter of intent, by June 10th to be a member on the commission. Did you get
Okay.
that envelope?
Yeah, I did. Yep, I gotta
Okay.
do it.
Okay, just want to remind you, this is correspondence, and that's June 10th. And something, I don't think I have anything else, unless anybody else has anything. Is it 8:16 or 9:16?
I have 8:13.
I got
Yep.
8:14.
So this
Yep.
is the difference when Peter
I
Van
got
Dine doesn't
8:15.
show. So when Peter doesn't show at a meeting, the meetings run pretty quick, don't they?
I know. Isn't that funny? You should see how quick they run when you're not in the meeting, Rod.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I did have one more correspondence here. Sorry. I'm glad I didn't rush into it. So there's a really cool publication. I found this at an old store, some country store out in Eastern Connecticut. Have you ever seen this before? Called Neighbors?
Yeah, I have actually.
Really?
I think they have it at the
Okay.
library.
Oh, maybe that's where I
I
got it.
mean, not the library, the post office.
Anyway, where I got it, this is really important. You ever see it out your way too, Leslie?
I have seen that.
So this is really good. So we need to start advertising on this when we have events. We need to reach out to the neighbors. If you want to just write down their contact information in here, Leslie, that would be a great help. If you can find it. I think it's on page 2. Awesome. Like a good friend. How's it go? Like a
The
good
State
neighbor? Yeah.
Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor?
Yes.
Has anybody seen the commercial? What's the insurance commercial with the ladies dressed in white?
Progressive.
Progresso. The commercial,
Progressive. Progresso's the sauce.
Not Progresso, yeah. Progresso's the soup, right? Progressive, where there's actually a commercial, and they're actually at this beautiful scene of the Canadian Rockies. And
yeah, yeah.
She's looking at it, and it's like, how beautiful. Here I am communing with nature. And this is the most secretive place on the planet. And she's got a guy behind her with a camera and interviewing. And behind the cameraman is a line of people all waiting to say the same thing.
Right.
And it's not secret anymore. It's just really, you know, promoted to the point where it's
overrun.
They love it. They're loving it to death. And, you know, you can't buy insurance for that, right?
Right.
Maybe you could, but that's why they're selling it. Anyway, so here's an email that should be listed in the correspondence section of the minutes. There's a site walk for proposed walking trail, doodle poll. This was a doodle poll that was sent to me and sent by Kathy McCavanaugh, asking me when I'm available on Wednesday of this week or Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. This is actually a walk on the Heritage Farm. You guys have heard about the connectivity trail that's already pretty much carved out from the fire station to the library, and then eventually it's going to come behind the town hall over to the barn. And there's different routes apparently, and they want the selectmen and the number of folks. I was really happy to be asked.
Okay.
So I will let you guys know what I learn, and I'm not going to make a decision. I'll just.
Those are going to go through the wetland there, the vernal pool.
That's what I'll be there for. I'll be there with my agronomer. My soil. What do they call that thing you dig down and you pull up the soil, the modeling level? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just curious to know where it's going to go. I'm hoping that, you know, they found a good location for it, and we can be supportive. So that's going to happen either next week or the week after. And that is it for correspondence, unless anybody else has anything they want to share with us.
I'm good.
Okay, well, I guess I'll entertain a motion to, we don't have to approve the clerk's invoice anymore. That's right. It was like echoes from the past.
How come you don't have to do that?
Because I don't know. I think Leslie has her foot in the door now. She gets completely.
They know how long the meeting is from the.
Yeah, they know. They don't need to. Yeah, it was like, yeah, they know.
They know.
They know by reading minutes. So, yep.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you everyone for sticking with it for this fiscal year. I want to thank Leslie for especially hanging in there, and we did actually end up having enough funding. For her for the fiscal year, and next year we will definitely have enough funding, especially if we go vote tomorrow. Hint, hint. So actually, I'm not supposed to say that. Is that encouraging voting a certain way? Maybe. No.
I don't think so.
Actually, you know something? We could vote no. We could very easily vote no. What if it's not in the budget? You know, what if they already cut $100 out of the budget? That would be a reason to vote no. Right? What if it's too low? What if the mill rate's not too? What if the mill rate's too low?
I got a
laugh out of Leslie. All right. So, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Right.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you. Thanks, Leslie. Bye, Alan. Hang in there the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You got it rough.
2 weeks.
Yeah. A little rough. Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Yep.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.